State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? I'm Robin Dixon. Thank you so much for
Robin Dixon in the house. Robin Dixon. Oh, because she didn't have all her headphones. She couldn't hear me.
This feels weird. Okay. I'm here.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm great.
So right now you have on a Reasonably Shady sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the website?
So This is not my fault right now.
What, it's not?
It's Carly's fault now.
That the merch is not on the site?
Updated the merchandise. You know why? Because I need assistance.
Carly.
Folding and packaging the hoodies. And she said, oh, I'll send Michaela over.
So no, but you don't need that to put it on the site.
I don't want. I would like everything to be packaged, counted, all of that
before you put it on the site.
Before putting stuff on the site,
really?
Because then you put it on the site, and then you have all these orders, and then you're like folding all that at the same time.
I mean, okay.
So all right. I'm waiting for Carly to bring her daughter over.
Oh, so Carly, when you gonna do that?
We can fold,
Carly. This is what you get paid the big bucks for. When you gonna do that? Okay. Anyway, moving on. My shady moment is Carly, but go ahead. Robin, do you have a shady moment of the week?
I do. Okay. So for like the past, gosh, I don't know, number of years, say 4 years.
Okay.
Okay. Probably long. Well, I don't know if it's before. Anyway, my hairstylist Shirley has not allowed me to put highlights in my hair.
Yes. You were in highlight jail.
I was in highlight jail.
Yes.
Because my hair would break off and we wanted it to grow back. And it's just, we just said, okay, we're just going to take a break from the color, the bleach. Yeah. So I would color it like, you know, with permanent, semi-permanent color, but not do like the bleach that like lifts your color and all that.
But isn't that Shirley's fault that your hair would break off?
No.
No shade to Shirley, but I'm just saying.
No.
And that's your hairstylist's responsibility to make sure that when they color it, they don't do any damage.
Well, okay. It's certain parts of my hair.
Okay.
So the front of my hair is really weak for whatever reason.
Okay.
So
that's where Wild be pulling it. During your wild sexcapades.
So like, you know, like you have the front of your hair where like you have like not bangs, but whatever, just like this part of your hair in the front. Mm-hmm. Right. So for whatever reason, and this is just historically, that part of my hair wouldn't grow at the same rate as the rest of my hair.
Yes.
So we want it to like grow all together because then you can get like the nice, even looking bobs in the front part and blah, blah, blah. So we're like, okay, we're going to take a break from the color, let my hair grow in. My hair is like grown. It's gotten really long.
Yeah. Thick.
All of that. And anytime you would see me, if I did have color in my hair, if it looked like I had light blonde in my hair, they were extensions. They were clip-ins or a weave or, so you know, tape-ins, whatever. So I always had, in order to get that bright blonde color, it would always be some sort of extension, fake hair. So recently, I was brought out of highlight jail.
Yay!
Yes. And it's still not like, you know, so she put highlights in the front.
Uh-huh.
Didn't put it all throughout my entire head, but like in the front.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bright as I usually, you know, have gone in the past. So she didn't do like a super bright lift or whatever. She said, you know, she took it on like the lowest level.
Yeah.
And the other day, I find some broken off pieces in the front of my head.
So we're not blaming Shirley for this? I'd be blaming Shirley for this.
No, because she's using like the lowest formula possible. Like it's just, I think it's just something with the front of my head, with, you know.
So it's your hair?
It's my hair.
Okay.
Because also my hair, it's like my front part is more brittle and more coarse than like my back part, like my underneath. Like my underneath part is like nice and soft, and then my front part just gets a little more brittle. And
okay. So what's the shady part? The hair
the
color?
Shady is just like that my hair freaking broke again. Like I got out of here, like I'll show
the
you.
The highlight jail?
Yeah. Like can you see this?
Only other... for you to go back in?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That?
Right.
Oh, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You should take a picture of that. So you can show it to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yes.
It really sucks. And it's not her fault. It's just like because that's not even a really light blonde.
No,
you know?
It's not.
It's not what I've done in the past. It's like, so taking precautions. Yeah. It's just my hair just, this part of my hair just does not like, I don't think it likes anything. I don't think it likes color. It doesn't like heat. It doesn't like tension. You know, and you pull it back. Because even still, this front part of my hair is not the same length as the rest of my hair.
You're going back to jail.
I am. I'm putting myself in jail. I'm just going to go brunette or something.
Okay. Brunette is that brown?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here for that.
Yeah. I was kind of like teetering on doing that too. But then, so it's so funny, leading up to the reunion, I was going to go brunette.
Really?
Yes.
That would have been different.
Right. And then it just, because of my look, I just felt like the blonde
would have been better with the
like
look.
Pop either more.
You could have pulled off the darker hair.
Yeah.
Or like a little chocolate.
I don't know.
You could have pulled it off.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a shady moment.
I chickened out and I went.
You
blonde.
Did? So, you know, I have these three daughters of mine who I love. And Adore plays lacrosse. And you know, her dad Adore is actually super excited about her trajectory. Is that just, should I say that in the lacrosse world? Anyway, long story short, her dad is an able to really come to many games. He lives in Atlanta, but he was in town. He was able to come to the game.
Okay.
And he came to her lacrosse game in a three-piece suit. And we're all trying to figure out why Jamal Bryant is her father. Okay. Why? Why?
Okay. Was he coming from somewhere else or going somewhere else?
He was going somewhere else. And in his defense, it's not totally shady. It's not totally shady, because in his defense, he did give her a heads up. He's like, you know, I don't want to embarrass you, but you know,
but I'm going to embarrass you.
I might be kind of dressed. You have on a three-piece suit, sir.
At a lacrosse field.
At a lacrosse high school field, where everyone, where the standard parent outfit,
yes,
is jeans and either a t-shirt.
If jeans
and a
like
hoodie.
Jeans is dressing up.
Yes, true. Like sweatpants, something. And you have on a three-piece suit. So he is my shady moment of the week.
That's so funny.
But we are happy that he was there.
That's Jamal Bryant for you, though.
I mean, you know, you got to love Jamal Bryant. You know, listen, he is consistent.
He's like, I'm dressing down. This is dressed down. This ain't nothing.
He is consistent. You got to love him. So what's up with your Bitcoin, miss? Because I remember back in the day, Robin was like, Giselle, yes. Do you have Bitcoin? Uh-huh. And I was like, no. And you was like, you better guess I'm Bitcoin. So then like years went by and like Bitcoin was in something called the booty.
Uh-huh.
It was in the trash.
The cellar.
It was in the gutter. And now all of a sudden Bitcoin is like out. It's out of the gutter.
His eye.
And Robin's like, my Bitcoin is popping. Bitcoin is popping. Hey.
Okay. So
yeah, that was a bit much. Okay.
I know. Okay. So I'm not talking a lot of money here, but it's just fun to see. It's just like fun at this point.
But like, how long is it going to stay up?
That's the question.
So should we cash out?
Not yet. No.
Everybody says that. And so, I'm like, no, let's cash out.
No. So you have some?
Because you told me. You bullied me into getting Bitcoin.
I bullied you.
Well, you and Cal. Cal kind of bullied me
okay,
too.
Okay.
Oh my God, you don't have Bitcoin. Y'all tried to act like I wasn't cool because I didn't have Bitcoin.
But now
it's gone up.
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that question is like, okay, when should we cash out? What should we do? And look, I'm only talking $4,000 here.
But that's $4,000 more than somebody else.
Mine went from, just to backstory, I put $2,000 in years ago. It tanked and went down to like a dollar, right?
Yeah.
I left it in. It grew back up to when it got up to $2,200, mm-hmm. and it took some time, I took my original $2,000 out.
Okay.
And I left $200 in.
Okay.
So from that $200, my Bitcoin now is at like,
4,200. What? Yeah. Mine isn't.
No.
And I left more in the 200.
Really?
What in the tarnation? I'm getting robbed by the Bitcoin. Why are they targeting me?
Maybe it's because of like how much you paid for it when you got in, like how much your Bitcoin was worth when you got it. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really know how that works. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's a nice little payout. But if you look, I think it's going to continue to go up. I mean, it's definitely probably going to, you know.
I don't even want to tell y'all about mine, so I'm just going to be quiet over here. But I don't have no $4,000. If I had four, I'd take it out.
Really?
I would, because it's going to go down. It's going to go down.
It is going to go down.
And
Carly, yeah.
So Carly, the Bitcoin guru, is over here talking about it's going to go down, but then it's going to go way up, way up.
So look, a year ago, all right, so Bitcoin is at, I don't know, somewhere in the 60s right now. And you know, by the time this airs, who knows what it could be. But
right,
at this,
true.
So what is it right now?
It's up.
It's still up?
Yeah, it's up.
Okay. So right now it's at 67,388.
Okay.
That's what I have. If you look at it from just a year ago, 1 year ago, it was at 19,568.
And then it doubled. So.
That's way more. That's like.
Now it's at 42.
No, 69.
What?
I'm sorry. Oh, wait, right now. I'm sorry. It's at 67,000 right now.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And a year ago, it was
19,000.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So history tells you, yes, it's going to like go up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yes.
But if it can go from 67,000 to in one more year, 120,000.
That's what you think?
You don't think it's going to go back down again?
I think it'll go down, but it'll go up.
Carly said way up.
Way up.
Okay, so let's predict.
Because, all right, here's the thing about Bitcoin. A lot of these economies and businesses and countries, they're trying to transition everything that we do.
Never happening.
But it's going to be gradual. I would have told you we would have never had an electric car. And it happened. Do you know what I'm saying? They're trying to transition everything to like electric transactions.
Yes. But it has to be regulated.
It does.
Yes.
Right. So that's the scary part. Because like once it becomes regulated, then what happens?
Well, then all of the illegal drug activity can no longer happen. So then they're going to make another form of illegal payments.
True.
The cycle continues.
I, like, trust me, I'm tempted to take it out, or I'm tempted just to be like, okay, let me leave $200 in. Let me take this out and then leave $200 in and then see where it goes. I'm tempted for sure.
Take out two.
No, I already took the 2,000 out.
But
remember I said I got to 2,200. I say
take out half.
So this, my 4,200 is from leaving 200 in my account. And I used to, and I actually used to every month, like put, I don't know, $200 in or whatever. I stopped doing that a long time ago. And like, maybe I should go to that.
Yeah.
Well, I got this one stock a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that thing gonna make me a rich bitch.
Okay, what's the stock?
That thing gonna make me rich.
How many did you buy?
Probably like two. I'm still gonna be rich. I'm still gonna be rich.
Okay, what's the stock, Robin?
NVIDIA. NVIDIA.
Spell that for me.
NVIDIA.
E-N.
Yes. Carly said,
What is that?
So when I got NVIDIA, that's like getting Amazon before Amazon popped off.
Okay.
So NVIDIA does all the technology for AI, artificial intelligence.
Oh, okay.
And that thing has skyrocketed.
Okay, I'm going to tell my guy to buy some.
Yeah.
Okay, that's... it's a long game. Okay.
I mean... yeah, we'll see. Like it's just fun to see
it go.
Skyrocket.
Okay, we're moving on from the stock.
Okay.
Okay. So I know this is, you know, Carly gets very excited.
Hey everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, because I want to talk about the most educated countries in the world. Did you see this list?
No.
Who do you think is number one? Because we're going to start at number 10. The top 10.
Okay, who do I think is number one?
Educated
most
country.
Most educated.
Yeah.
India or China?
So Norway is number 10. China's number nine. Okay. China's nine, which is very shocking to me because I was with you on that. Sweden is eight.
Okay, Japan. Okay, but keep going.
Sweden is eight. Australia is seven.
Okay.
Okay. The Netherlands are six. Denmark is five.
Okay.
Don't know anybody from the Netherlands or Denmark. Okay. Switzerland is four.
Okay.
I've been to Switzerland. South Korea is number three.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
I see that.
Uh-huh.
Finland.
Huh.
Number two.
Really?
Do we know anyone from Finland?
No.
Where is Finland?
Right. Hello. If anyone listening from Finland, Denmark, where else
yes.
did we say? All these countries. Holla at us.
Holla at us. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Singapore.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't say the United States at
no,
all.
No, you okay. didn't.
Top 10. We not no. in the top
or even,
10.
Or even Great Britain, the UK.
UK's not in it.
Yeah.
The United States is not in it. I'm feeling really dumb.
I'm feeling really confused.
I'm feeling like a dumb bunny.
I'm feeling confused because you don't hear about a lot of stuff. At least we don't.
Right.
You know, we don't hear about a lot of stuff coming out of a lot of those countries.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like
technologies
yes.
and manufacturing or whatever. So I'm wondering, is it more in science? Is it more like in what respect are they considered the most educated?
Well,
and how does that affect their...
I think it's like educated, like degreed up. And they feel like education, global recognition of the value of education is very important to them.
Right.
So...
But I'm curious in what fields? Like, what are they studying?
Everything, Robin, everything!
But what is it...
They feel like education is the cornerstone for societal advancement and prosperity.
Okay.
And what are we doing over here in the United States?
Okay, so then I'm curious, like, what's the economies like over there?
Yeah, great.
What's the healthcare system like over there?
Fantastic. All of it.
We need to move.
Well, yes, because in Denmark,
yeah,
I think all the healthcare is free everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In Singapore, my dad went to Singapore and he loved it.
Really?
He went back several times. One of his favorite places.
I'm going to sound really stupid.
You don't even know Singapore, where Singapore is.
Yeah.
It's over there Is it
like Thailand?
Yes. Yes. Because I remember when I went to Thailand, I remember Singapore was around there somewhere.
Where is it in relation to like China? Is it related to China at all? Or no?
No, China is all the way over there.
You know what always is confusing? What's the country in the country? Is it Hong Kong is in China? Hong Kong? Or is that a city?
Yes. Hong Kong is a city.
Hong Kong is a city?
In China.
I don't know why it presents itself as a country.
Because it's big, I think. Because, I don't know. Ram, we're moving on.
So in 1997, the British officially ceded control over Hong Kong to the People's Republic of China. However, in Hong Kong, the British said that for a period of 50 years, the Chinese wouldn't interfere with the economic situation in Hong Kong, that it would remain a capitalist system, and that they would have their own judicial system that they could essentially make their own laws and charge their own people in Hong Kong as an autonomous area that was part of China but wasn't subject to all its laws.
I don't want anybody to know that you are geographically challenged.
I am. Okay. I am when it comes to that. My son, Carter, would be calling me all types of...
What would he say? Because he knows where everything is.
He knows where everything is. Yes. So he would be like, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with you.
Yeah,
right,
that's how Angel would do me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw this mm-hmm. on Insta and I do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was the only one that did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says, call me childish, but beating the GPS time is an extreme sport to me.
Yes.
I thought I was the only one that did that. I got to beat the GPS time.
Yes.
So if it's like, okay, you're going to get there in 27 minutes. No, bitch.
Yes.
I'm going to get there in 22 minutes.
Exactly. Yes. I do it too. I do it too.
I'm always like, no, I'm going to beat it. I'm going to beat it.
It's at least like a good 4 minutes you can like make up somehow.
Yes.
Or even so if I'm like going somewhere and I put the GPS and they're like, what time you going to get there, girl? And it says 3:21. I'd be like, I'll be there at 3:15.
Okay, but Robin, I hate when you do that because you're straight lying. And then I'm like waiting for you. You do that all the time. I'm like, no, Robin, you haven't left the house yet.
I know.
Do you try to beat it? You haven't even left the house.
Right. Right. I'm in my bathroom. I'm in my bathroom on Apple Maps. Like,
But now I thought I was the only one that ever did that.
Yes. Oh, no.
It's a thing.
Yes, it is a thing.
Yeah.
And I put in my, around here, you know, traffic is unpredictable and crazy. So it doesn't matter if I know where I'm going.
I always put it in. I put it in to come to your house.
Yes.
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 Because it could take you
right
around the bend, you know, for traffic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. It does not matter where I'm going. Even if I'm going to like the Target, which is 8 minutes down the street.
Okay. Now you carried away.
Because there's different ways I can go.
Okay.
So I'm like.
So, and you're definitely beating the I always beat the GPS.
Yes.
At least 1 or 2 minutes.
Right.
And if I don't, it's like I'm upset about it for like a while.
Right. But you know why? Okay. So you know why you can beat it? Because they're basing it on if you drive the speed limit. Right.
Well, we know you don't. I don't know whether y'all know this or not. Robin drives faster than anyone I know. Okay.
Do I really?
Okay. Probably anyone? Not. But you are very, like Adore drives very fast. And I'm like, okay, slow down. But Robin be zooming.
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
So you always beat the GPS.
I'm a good driver.
Mm-hmm. Are you a good driver?
I am.
Okay.
Yes, knock on wood.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this can be a shady moment, but it's fine. I'll just spill it.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the phone, remember? And all of a sudden I'm like, no, what the fuck? And a pebble hits my windshield.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, right after Giselle dealt with her windshield, now I have to deal with my windshield.
Yeah. So are you going to just wait for the crack to increase?
Yeah, I'm not in a rush because it's like, I actually forgot it happened because it's on my passenger side and kind of low and it hasn't started to spread.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot it happened because I just don't really like see it, you know?
Right.
But Juan was in the passenger seat yesterday. He was like, you got to get that fixed. And I was like, oh. But I'm going to wait.
I don't understand, because you have a very nice car.
Yeah.
As do I.
Yes.
So why is it that a little bitty pebble can trash our windshield?
Can do that to our windshield.
A teeny tiny pebble.
Right. Why do we pay all that money?
Yes.
For a weak ass windshield.
Dumbass windshield.
Yeah, they should make it. Can they make it out of a different material?
Right. That this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You would think.
That's crazy.
Or maybe they want it to crack. So then, because you know.
That's true.
I don't even want to tell you how much I had to pay for mine.
That's true.
Yeah, because I couldn't go back to the insurance, because remember the deer?
Yes.
Yeah. So I had my insurance company had just sent me like $12,000for my deer situation. I could not go back for the windshield.
Yes.
I had to pay out of pocket.
Yeah.
$3,000.
Yeah.
Like horrible.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe that. I'm hesitant to even take mine in because I have a Range Rover, like the big body Range Rover, mm-hmm. 2024. And it took me months just to get my car.
Yeah.
And the dealer was like, my salesperson was like, oh, you're lucky. Yours is the only one that's, you know, you have the only 2024 in North America in whatever. Like, it was like, so there's a backlog on Range Rovers. So I'm scared if I'm like, oh, my windshield is cracked. They're going to be like, yeah, well, we don't have the parts. Or if you want the part, it's going to take.
But that part should be standard. That windshield should be standard.
I don't know. I mean, if it's a new model, if it's a new, I don't know. Just the way, like Range Rover is so backed up.
And what's
They're
up
so
with that?
Slow. I don't know. It was like a computer chip.
I know, but that was like in
a long
COVID.
Time ago.
That was 4 years ago.
It's so crazy. It's still taking place.
I'm gonna need them to get it together.
Yeah,
that's why I don't have.
Whenever I go to the dealership, like I went to go like pick my tags up. And I'm like, y'all got any cars in yet? They're like, nope. Like, they have, like, no business. Because they can't sell cars because they're not getting cars in.
How are they staying in business?
I mean, probably the used car market. You know? And then they have, you know, so they have, like, Land Rover and Jaguar. So the Jaguars are there. They have, like, some other, like, the Defender model is there. But it's still, it's not a lot. Like, you go and it's just so many empty parking spaces. Because, you know, where usually it's filled up with new cars waiting for people to buy. I'm like.
I want to share something with you, and I'm not like a dog person, and dog people don't come for me, like, because it's just not nice. Anyway, President Biden's dog Commander bit Secret Service agents 24 times.
What?
24 times.
What?
You heard me. I said on 24 occasions, a Secret Service agent got bit.
What kind of dog is this?
It looks like a German Shepherd, by the dog named Commander. That actually
what?
Should not be his
no.
name. It should be Hungry.
Wow.
Because he's over here biting people. I'm so like,
that's
when
wild.
When
is he
do
a
we
puppy? How old is he?
I don't even know. But like, when do we say enough is enough? When do we send the dog away?
Right.
To dog camp to learn how to not
somewhere
not
else
bite people.
I feel like you can only get away with that because he's the president of the United States. Like, who's going to tell the president of the United States your dog got to go? You know what I mean?
Well, Secret Service, they should like band together and be like, we had a meeting.
Yeah.
And we decided.
Yeah, we quit. Or
your dog got to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
But and also, hello, Mr. President, if your dog is biting all these people, like, do something about it.
Well, he does not have time for that. I think he's got to run a country.
Well, right. We hope, hopefully. But still, like, okay, Jill, do you care that these 24 people, that your dog has bitten someone 24 times?
Yeah, that's insanity to me. Because after time number two, the dog would be gone.
Oh, my God.
Put the dog down. They can't, can you? No, you don't put the dog down for that.
Well, no, they do it for, like, pit bulls that.
Oh, they sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, Joe, we got to work on that. First, we need to get Joe. I don't know. Let's just. Yeah. So Cat Williams.
That's the least of Joe's worries.
That's the least of his concerns. Joe got other things to worry about. Okay.
Oh my
gosh. So Cat Williams says that we love Cat, by the way.
Okay, we do.
We love Cat.
Yes.
Yes. Wait a minute. Did you see, speaking of Cat Williams, did you see Shannon Sharp get out the car? He had on his green outfit. And he gets out of, he's going to Target or something, right?
He's going to Total Wine to promote
He's going to Total Wine to promote his liquor.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps out the SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like, so Carly said he looked like a Ninja Turtle. I'm gonna say he looked strange. Like, what did he have? He's not that big. He did have on a MERS.
Okay.
That's a man purse. And it was orange, and it was, he had a crossbody.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a crossbody, like not like, you know how some guys have like the backpacks, mm-hmm. they put a crossbody and it's like short, like right underneath your arm. No, uh-huh. his was like straight up mercy. Like it was across his body and it was bright orange. Like, why do you have a bright orange bag? I'm confused.
What is it? What's in the bag?
I guess his money, maybe his wallet. I don't know. Maybe a brush for his hair or something. I don't know. But he just looked strange to me.
And so he always dresses like that.
That's all. Does he?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You can't. I can't really. Oh.
He always dresses like that. Like, I've seen a lot of pictures of him. At,
like tight pants?
At Lakers games. And it's questionable, like what he's wearing. You're just like, what's going
well,
on?
He definitely had on some. It's like a sweat outfit, right? But the pants were like super tight, right? And then the top was a little baggy, but still, it was like weird baggy. And then there's so many memes of people jumping out.
That's what I
saw.
I saw a guy dressed up as him, like, and I'm like, okay, wait, I need to see the original.
And when I saw it, I was like, ooh, this is weird. But then the funny part is everybody making fun of him. Like, that is just like, well, but I think he's just used to it.
I think at this point, he's used to it. And now you do it for, like, attention.
Yeah. You think he did that on purpose? He didn't have a MERS on purpose to get it to, like.
I think so. I think he knows, like, okay, this is going to get some attention.
The tightness, he literally looked like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, it was like very much Ninja Turtle. And no one, what was lost was Total Wine.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually,
right?
Because I thought he pulled up to Target. I didn't know it was Total Wine. I was like, wow, okay, this is intense. I was like, where is Chad Ochocinco when you need him? Okay.
I think he has a stylist.
What?
Yes.
No.
I've seen them tag a stylist. It's a guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we need a new one because the whole, or maybe just get.
I think he likes that. I even when he was in like the NFL, I think he just, you know, he's kind of like Jamal showing up to a lacrosse Jesus. Game in a 3-piece suit.
Okay, because Jamal's going somewhere, which is where he needs to wear this 3-piece suit. Okay, but Jamal's not mercing it. Okay, Jamal has no mercies.
You sure?
No, I'm not.
Shit. Right, exactly. You had to think about that.
I know. I listen, I don't know what Jamal's closet is these days, okay? He might have a MERS or two, okay? But, yeah. Moving on. Okay, so Cat Williams did an interview. We love Cat. How did we start talking about Shannon Sharpe when we started talking about Cat Williams?
Because of Cat Williams.
Oh, because of the interview. That's right.
Talking about Cat Williams.
All right, so Cat did an interview. We love Cat.
Mm-hmm.
And he started talking about or explaining why he believes God exists.
Okay.
Right? And he gave some explanation that was like, okay, yeah. But why do you think God exists?
What?
Or do you think God exists? Because if I had to explain to somebody, like, God exists because this happened.
Right.
Right? So for me, it's like childbirth.
Okay.
Right? Getting pregnant. Like, an egg and a sperm.
Yes.
And all that. It's like, okay, there's no way this can happen without like some super being, power, entity, making all of this stuff happen. And then out of your vagina is a person.
Yes.
Like, that's God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that for so many things, whether it's just like the little microorganisms that live in the ocean to like, you know, all the animals that feed off of one another. Yeah. It's just, it's amazing. And then it's the same thing with like the chicken and egg reference. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
What do you think?
I don't know.
I think the chicken.
But how did the chicken get here?
God.
So God put the chicken here and the chicken made the eggs.
Right. The chicken has to get fertilized though, right? Just two chickens. Or is a chicken and a rooster? What? Wait a minute. Is it a rooster?
It's a chicken and a rooster. Oh, a rooster. Yeah.
A rooster.
Chickens are females?
So somebody impregnates. Yeah. But the chickens just don't lay. The chickens don't lay the eggs.
Yes.
Just because, like, they have to be fertilized, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like, but that's how you know, okay, that's an example of why God exists.
Yeah.
Because eggs, chickens lay eggs that hatch into chickens.
Yeah.
Right?
Or they're not.
How did the chicken get here?
Okay, but wait a minute.
There was no egg to begin with.
Wait. Let's back all the way to freak up. Okay.
Okay.
The eggs that we eat from the store.
Yes.
Are they not fertilized? They just coming out the chicken? But the chicken, the ones that are fertilized are then little chickies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or did I just make that up?
No, that makes sense.
Okay, so the chicken, we don't need the rooster.
We don't need the egg.
This conversation is so crazy.
We need the rooster to make more chickens.
To make more chickens, not the eggs.
Right.
So this is, you know what amazing is about that? I've never thought about this.
Right.
So the chicken is just walking around squirting out eggs?
Yes.
For us to eat?
Yes.
Man, that's amazing.
Right. And then so those chickens, I assume, you know, we don't eat those chickens, the ones that are laying the eggs.
Yes. We can.
But they need the chickens to lay the eggs. So then we're eating, like, what chickens are we eating? Like, are there, like, good egg layers? You know what I'm saying? Are there, like...
Yes.
Like, how many... And then you have to ask, like, how many do they lay?
I'm a good layer.
How many...
I lay very well. Thank you very much. I'm just saying. I've got no complaints. Right.
But that's crazy. Like, yes, we eat the eggs that would have been chickens.
Yeah.
Or...
No. Oh, but they're not fertilized.
Right.
Okay, right. Okay, so it's
like idiots. Right. But I'm saying it's like wow. The fact that this even exists, how do we get here?
So for people that don't believe in like higher being, God, whatever,
right,
is strange to me.
Yes. Cause then you have people who believe just in the Big Bang theory that like one day just something just happened and then all this stuff fell into place.
All of a sudden, all the animals are here.
Right.
And yeah, that's all. Well.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
I think that.
It's very deep. If you really like think about it and start just like going down the line of how stuff works and like.
Yeah. And like, deep. You know, even with, and I think what Kat was talking about, just like the changing of the leaves.
Yeah.
So leaves are brown and then. They fall off their brown. And then when they come back,
they're
like green. And then they change to orange or yellow or like a little reddish color. And then they fall off again. Like that whole process it has to be gone.
Yeah. Like, but that's connected to like the rotation of the planets.
Yes.
And, how it revolves around the sun and rotates on its axis. Like all of that.
Right.
Like, even that is insane. You know, I love
And then like, astronomy. You know. Giselle and Robin, we're in each other's lives. How'd that shit happen? Right. That was God.
Right.
We're going to blame that on God.
Right.
Listen, we're going to blame it all on Jesus.
Right. Who knew the day we met, we were.
Yes. That we'd be reasonably shading it up.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
That's God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here for it.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Yeah. First, I want to apologize to anyone who has sent an email and we have not read it on the show because
we get tons
of emails. But we appreciate you guys for writing us. If you want to write to us, the email address is whatsup@reasonablyshady.com. Please send us whatever it might be, your reasonable or shady scenarios, your praise, your complaints, your, you know, anything that you see that you just want to respond to.
And don't, because we read hater mail, don't be trying to send hater mail thinking we're going to read yours, okay?
We might get a kick out of it, but to be honest, we don't get a lot of hater mail.
No, we don't.
And we get so much love, like so much
we
love.
Do.
And we appreciate you guys for that, for sure. Okay, so Mimi, our, you know, our fave, our G-Squad president.
Yes.
Sent a scenario, which I thought was interesting. It says, my boyfriend of 3 years, here's another 3 years. The last one we read, they were together for 3 years and then the man told the woman that he has sex with
men. Is this the same scenario?
No.
Because it's the same person.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
No. This is not Shamarion's scenario.
Okay.
This is one that she thought was interesting and I think I like this. My boyfriend of 3 years lost his job last month, which has been a significant challenge for him. He approached me 2 weeks ago and asked if I could help him pay his mortgage, but I told him no.
Yep.
Last week, he presented me with a spreadsheet detailing everything he had done for me during our relationship, totaling over $20,000 in value. He then broke up with me, 3 years down the drain. Despite feeling guilty, he never asked for anything. I still feel that if he's truly my man, then he should have something to offer as well.
Yes.
I can't believe this man broke up with me because I told him no. He found a way to pay it. I don't think I was wrong because he was supposed to lead, not me. Plus, I don't live with him. If I was living with him, I would have did it then. Do you see my point? So, do you think she was right for telling him no?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait a minute.
And so they're in a relationship.
Yes.
3 years. He lost his job. He asked her to help with his mortgage.
Okay.
She said no.
And they're not married.
They're not married. They right. don't live together.
Okay.
And she said no. So then he's, you know, shows her like, okay, well, look at all this that I've done for you over the past 3 years
right.
in a spreadsheet, and breaks up with her. Who do you think is wrong?
The spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is wrong.
Really?
Yes. The spreadsheet is petty as fuck. Like, no.
Really?
So yes.
I think the girlfriend is wrong.
What? Why?
I do. Because you've been together for 3 years.
Yes.
Okay. He lost his job.
He hasn't put a ring on it.
That's
Go ahead.
Okay. That's okay. And he's in a position where he needs some sort of help.
Okay.
Right? And she told him no. I don't know. I just feel like when she told him no, that signaled to him, oh, we're not as committed as I thought we were.
Right. Okay.
We're not
yes.
as much of a unit okay. as I thought we
okay,
were.
Okay, I agree with that. She should have held him down for a second.
Exactly.
Yes. For like a month.
Yes.
30 days.
A month, 2 months. And then he gets a job and he's fine. And so she's probably now feeling like, wow, I f***ed up, because he did bounce back. He did get back on his feet. He did get another job.
Okay.
And now you messed up a whole good relationship.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to.
Okay, I take it back, everything I said.
Good.
Yes.
See, that's, I love that. See, this is what y'all should love about us. Like, we might disagree initially, and then we can talk things through, and then we're like, okay, I can see that.
No, she was wrong. She should have helped him out. And, but there was a reason why she didn't. We need to get to the bottom of the reason.
I don't know. Her reason was, she said something about he should lead, the man should lead.
Yeah, a man should always lead.
And
but
have
like,
something to offer. I agree with that. But but I'm sorry, no one's perfect. And when you lose your job. And
you lose your job.
You know, okay, unfortunately, he must not have had his, you know, the 6 months of savings that the people tell you you should have, right? Your emergency fund. He didn't have his emergency fund ready. And this is a learning lesson for him, probably.
Yeah.
But it's not a reason to be like, no, I'm not going to help you.
Yeah.
It can be like, you know what? I'm going to help you, but you need to do better saving up your emergency funds, blah, blah, blah. Because that's really, okay, if you get married and I don't know, I think as a man, I don't want to think that if I come on hard times, I can't rely on my partner or my wife.
I agree with that.
To hold it down or to sacrifice without making me feel less than.
I look at that, Robin. Yeah. I like that. So, and then it's a good thing that this happened, because he now knows that who she is. She's not a ride or die.
Yep.
She's a selfish bitch. And he moved on. Okay.
She went from the spreadsheet is wrong.
She's a selfish bitch.
But he's just pointing out to her, like really, this is what we doing?
Right.
Okay. And I'm moving on.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So Ariel wrote in and said, hi, Giselle, Robin, and Carly.
Hi, Ariel.
I'm a day one shadester and obviously a huge RHOP fan. And I just wanted to say how much I really appreciate Monday's IWD episode. Oh, women. International Women's Day.
Yes.
It's still International Women's Day, guys. Whoop, whoop, month. It's still International Women's Month, guys. Whoop, 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 whoop. I'm a woman and I am proud.
Yes.
Yes. You're a woman too.
Amen.
I'm raising three women in my house. Okay. Mm-hmm. From learning about Gladys West to nodding my head in agreement at your discussion over preferring women's gynecologists, this was just such a great episode. She talked to my mother.
Right.
I already know where this is going. Right.
It's good to know that that we don't have to be shady all the time.
Yeah. It's just natural though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, thanks for keeping us laughing, for all that you do. Nothing better than women supporting women. I hope you can bring the show to New York soon. So Giselle would like to go to New York, but Robin, you know, Robin still has
to. Are
some
we
going
to figure
time.
It out? Yes, we're going to go back to New York. New York is easy. We can do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we got to go other places first.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read this last one. Hi, ladies. I love your podcast. I'm a huge fan. I'm a little late to the podcast party. What?
It's all right.
What you been doing?
It's all right.
Okay, fine. Robin said it's all right. A little
better late than never.
By the way, before we get too far into this, Y'all know we've been going through this trademark thing with Eminem. Just saying, you know. And it's been very interesting to us because it's just like, eh, it's just so weird.
Yes.
But anyway, so, you know, we were deposed. Robin and I were deposed by Eminem's lawyers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we felt like, you know, what's done to the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
And so we said, okay, well, we want to depose Eminem.
Yes.
And his side said, no, 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 no. Yep. Eminem is not leaving his couch or taking his sweatpants off. He's just going to stay in Detroit forever. He's not going to be deposed ever, ever, ever. So we had to put that forward to the powers that be or to the trademark commission and say, okay, you know, we need this man to be deposed. And right. we won.
Yes. They ruled in our favor.
Yes, they did.
That Marshall Mathers must be deposed.
Yes. So, must be deposed.
Yes. So we will see what happens after that.
So, can't wait.
Yes.
I'll be there, guys. Yeah. I'll give you a report back. I'm going to be a roving reporter. Anyway, all right. Said she's late to the party. I recently started listening to one from several months ago concerning a mother who used a sperm donor and never told her child. Oh, speaking of, you know, Lala Kent.
Yes.
From Vanderpump Rules. Uh-huh. She just announced that she
is pregnant.
Is pregnant with her second child and she's using a sperm donor. Mm-hmm. I hit her up and I was like, you know, kudos to like doing it your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
yeah, good for her.
Yeah, good for her. My only question is, mm-hmm. what do you tell the child? We talked about this before. Like, what do you tell the child? Who your father is? You say, I picked up your father from a list of options?
I think so. I think you have no choice but to tell them the truth.
Yeah, of course you're gonna tell the truth.
I'm sure there's someone out here that has probably said, oh, your father is away fighting a war or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, or I don't know. I'm sure some people have.
You gotta tell the truth.
Have made up stories, but yeah. I think you have to tell the truth.
All right. So says the question is that reasonable or shady that she never told her child who the sperm donor was, or that the child came from a sperm donor? Is that reasonable or shady if you don't tell the child? That's shady, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So she says she's in a similar situation, and she'd like to think that I was Robin on this one who said both. It's reasonable and shady.
Okay.
I guess that's what you said. My husband and I were not able to get pregnant the old-fashioned way. We decided to go to a sperm donor. We now have a beautiful set of twins.
Okay. But she has a husband.
Yes.
See, that's different.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm thinking if it's like a single woman in Lala's situation.
It's a single woman.
Single woman.
Yeah.
Does not have a partner. And it's just having a child on their own with a sperm donor.
Yes.
Then you have to kind of say, yes, it's a sperm donor. But if you're married,
do you tell?
I don't think so.
Oh.
All right. But what? So what was the? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I was done with it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, she basically was explaining that our twins, they have twins. Our twins are now 10, and they do not know that they're a result of a sperm donor.
Okay.
So we at Reasonably Shady know.
Right.
But those twins don't know. That might be a problem. You might want to tell your kids.
Yeah. Oh, because my God. Please don't listen to this in the car. On the way to your school drop-off.
Yes, because we know. I think it's different. Like, yeah, like you said, would you tell them?
So they think they're the man that lives in the house, that they think their father is their father, pretty much.
Like, okay, let's say me and Jason, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. And Jason's like, oh, I really want to have a baby. And so I was like, okay, well, we'll get a donor egg.
Right.
And we'll use his
surrogate.
And we'll go get a surrogate.
Uh-huh.
Do I tell that child that my portion is fraudulent or from someone else? Or do I just go with the fact that this, you know, do I?
Oh, God,
it's tough.
It's so hard.
Because that happens.
Right. Because I feel like, okay, for purposes of like health reasons, DNA, knowing health history, you kind of need to know that, especially as you get older. Right.
Yeah.
But I think when they're little, it's just like.
You don't tell them when they're two. At some point, you have to. I think you should tell
them. You know what? I think you should tell them.
Yeah.
I think you should tell them as early as possible.
Yes.
Help them understand it, so that they know that they're, if they're in a loving household already. Yeah. So you tell them as early as possible so that it's not like a shock when they're later, when it's later and they feel like they've been deceived.
Yes. No, I think you tell them immediately.
Yeah.
Not immediately, but like as soon as they can grasp
because
the
now,
idea.
Especially with like the whole ancestry.com and 23andMe and you never know, like they could just go on and just be curious and put their stuff in. And then they see like, wait a minute, like this is saying, you know, Bill in Montana is my father, but, you know, I don't know. So I think when you find out stuff like that later in life, it's more devastating.
Well,
I think a little young kid can understand it more. They can grasp it more.
Yeah.
And if they're in a loving household where they don't feel like that parent is treating them any differently,
right,
then there's no harm.
And I think that, listen, lies are the death of the growth and development of any child.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be honest.
Right. Like you can ruin your child's life.
Yeah. By lying.
And then they can be bitter and mad and don't speak to you forever. Yeah. And okay. Yes.
So
they're 10?
Get to talking to your twins. Okay. Oof. That's what we're saying. Ooh. 10 is a good age.
I would have told them earlier. I would have told them at like 3.
What?
No, I would have like started.
No, not 3. 5. Maybe 5.
I don't know. I would
maybe.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I would try to tell them as early as possible so that it just becomes like, you know, like it. So it just becomes like normal.
I think like 5, 3.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
5.
Yeah. How do like
7.
How do you explain 10. Sperm? Okay. Tell them when they're 10. Now
yes.
I know. Okay. In school.
Right.
What year? What grade is it when they do like the sex ed? Like 5? 5th grade?
5th grade. Okay. So tell them before that. Tell them before.
Or maybe tell them around the same time so they can process what they're learning with their reality.
Okay. I'm here for that.
Okay.
But definitely.
We're not experts here.
We're not experts, but definitely tell the children, I think, the truth shall always set you free.
Sooner than later.
Yes. And that is the reasonably shady way to do it. But tell them before they listen to episode.
Carly, just consult with a parenting expert. I don't want y'all to blame us.
You can blame us. What number episode is this? This is 130, 128. They need to know the truth. Anyway, that is our show. We love you guys so much. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.